Okay. The last couple of days we've been doing the sugya on Daf Chav Zayin, Machlokes Abayin Rava, whether Eitzomem Lemafer Hu Nifsal or Mikana Lahaba Hu Nifsal. Rava's sheet is that Eitzomem Mikana Lahaba Hu Nifsal because Eitzomem Chidishu Ve'in Lechabo El Mishas Chidusha Ve'elech. Since Eitzomem is a Chidish, because my chazis the tzayis lahani tzayis lahani, why should I trust the second kat, the kat of the mazimim? I should trust the zomimim. So therefore, we can't apply that chiddush l'mafreya. We can't apply from the time of the edus, but rather we are only going to apply from the time of the hazam. The Tosus HaRosh here asks a very fascinating question on Shitas Rava. And this question is also expressed by Tosus in Bava Kamma. Almost the same signum in both the Tosus HaRosh here and Tosus in Bava Kamma. Tosus HaRosh is the tema. The Labu Chiddush, a kash against Rava. Rava says Eitzomem Chiddushu. Tosus HaRosh says, why is there such a Chiddush? Balo min adin yesh lahamin ha'achronim b'migudi bo pasli lehu begaz lanusa. Why don't we trust the achronim, the edim hamezimim, b'migud that they could pasl the rishonim begaz lanus? What are the achronim saying? The mezimim are saying, imanu ha'isim b'makom ploni. So let's believe them in what they say, imanu ha'isim b'makom ploni b'migu, that they could passel them b'gazlanus. Rava says that the statement imanu ha'isim is not an edus on the gufan shaleidim. It really is like an edus on the facts, on the ma'isim. So it's a chiddush that we trust the mezimim about those facts, because the edim themselves are saying differently about the facts. The Fraktatos Sarash, why shouldn't we trust them b'migul that they could pasul b'gazlanus? If they testified about the first kat that they're gazlanim, then they'd be nemanim. We wouldn't listen to the kat to say we're not gazlanim because they can't testify about themselves. So even if you'll say that the edus hazama itself, the statement imanu hayisem is not an edus on gufan shaleidim, trust them anyway b'migul that they could testify b'gufan shaleidim. They could testify that they're psulim b'gazlanus. That's the Tosus HaRosh's kash. V'yesh Lomar says the Tosus HaRosh a number of different answers. First of all, lo shayach migu ela ba'odam echad, afal b'shnei edim lo shayach migu. Da'in da shneim shove, ma shi yirtze ze lomar, ze lo yomar. There's an extra ze there. You really should say, ma shi yirtze lomar ze, lo yomar ze. That's probably what it should say. Yeah, a little bit of a different gyrsa. What one says, the other one is not going to say. Basically, what the Tosus HaRosh and Tosus HaMakama are saying is that we don't say migu b'shnei edim. Migu is something that we say by a baldover, but not by shnei edim. Why? Because, as Tosus writes in other places, ein echad yodea masha b'lev chavera. One person doesn't know what's in his friend's heart. So, migu is not shaykh. What's a migu? What does migu mean? Migu means that when a person puts forward a taina, that intrinsically is not a good taina. It's what's called a taina reya. It's a deficient taina. But he does have in his portfolio a taina that would allow him to win the court case. He has a taina tova, but he put forward a taina rei. So the concept of migu says, believe him for the taina tova, right, in the taina rei of a migu that he could have given the taina tova. He has the taina rei. What's the classical example of migu that we always give? Achzarik and migu denensa. You have a shomer. The Shomer claims that he returned the Pikadon. The Mafkit said he never got it back. There's no reason to believe the Shomer over the Mafkit. He's a Kofar Bakol. Why should we believe him? But he could say, Nensu, if he's a Shomer Chinam, he's part of Onsim, accidental damage. So the Taina Reya is Hechzartim. There's no independent Nemonis for the Taina Hechzartim. But he could say, Nensu. So if he could say, Nensu, believe him to say Hechzartim, the Mibu that he could say, Nensu. So it says the Tosus HaRosh, that only applies if we're talking about one person. He knows what's in his heart. So if he were lying, he would have lied better. If he really wanted to lie, he could have lied better. He would have said Nensu, that's a believable taina, and he would win with that taina. So believe him in the taina reya, because if he really wanted to lie, he could have lied better. But you can't say that by Shnei Edim, because one doesn't know what's in the heart of the other individual. So if they wanted to lie, they wouldn't have lied better. What does that mean? What does that concept mean? This is what Tosus writes, the Rosh writes. Tosus says this in different places. That you can't say migu b'shnei edim because one doesn't know what's in the heart of the other person. Obviously, if the two edim are lying, so then mistama they got together before they came to Bezdin to decide what they're going to say. Right? If they're lying, so then they got together. So why taka can we say migu? That if they really wanted to lie, then they would have agreed to say the Taina Tova, to lie better. So if they didn't say the Taina Tova, they must be telling the truth. What's the difference between Shnei Adam as opposed to Adam Echad? So I heard once, maybe the pshat is like this. Why do we say migu and bezin? Because if a person wants to lie, he'd lie in the best way possible. That means that even if he had a svara, he had a thought outside of bezin to say one thing, but he's still thinking. He's still thinking as he comes to bezin. And then the court case is going on. And as the court case is going on, he's thinking of what to say. So if he gets in his head that maybe there's a better lie, he would say the better lie right now. A person always, if he's lying, he'd say the best lie. So migu tells me, believe him in what he's saying, because if he really were lying, he'd lie even better. But by Shnei Edim, you can't say that. Because once they agreed to say something outside of Bez, then they'll never change their taina. They'll never change, because they're afraid to change. Because even if one of them realizes that the other taina is a better taina, he's not going to change his taina, because he's afraid his friend is not going to change the taina too, and then they'll be caught. So by Shnei Edim, since they don't know, the phrase, Ein Adam Yodea Masha Balev Chavero means, he doesn't know what's in the heart of his friend now. He might want to change his taina, but he's afraid his friend is not going to change his taina, and then they'll be caught up. That's why migu doesn't work. What's the idea of migu? That believe him in the taina that he's giving, because if he wanted to lie, he would have lied better. So that presupposes that a person is always going to lie better, even if he didn't think of the lie initially. Even if he only thought of the lie when he came to Bezdin. But that's not true by Edim. Because Edim lock it in before they come to Bezdin. They'll never change. So there's no proof from the fact that they didn't give the better taina that they're telling the truth, because maybe the reason why they didn't give the better taina is because they're afraid to change the taina, because they didn't agree to that taina mitchila. That's what it means that you can't say migu b'shnei Edim. This is the first answer of the Tosa Rosh. Questions? Okay. Yeah.
Why does it matter if there's a better lie to be able to say? I mean, once they already have a lie, so that's better than the other.
But we don't know if they're telling the truth or they're lying. Migu is a proof that they're telling the truth. So it's only a proof if they could have had a better lie, and they're not saying the better lie. The fact that they're saying the weaker lies, that proves it must be the truth, because if it were a lie, then they would have lied better. That's the whole concept of amigu. If I could say something better, why would I say a bad lie? I say the best lie. It must be the truth. It's not a lie. But by Shnei Edim, they don't know what the other one is thinking, so they're afraid to change, because they made up before to say something else. So that's why we can't say migu b'shnei Edim. That's the first option of the Tosa Rosh. Then the Rosh offers something else, a different svar. The Od Nira Latarets, the Ksas Domi Migu Zela Migu B'Mokam Edim. Says the Rosh, this migu that they could pass the Gazlonis, it's similar to Migu B'Mokam Edim. Sharei Yesh Edim Keneged Zeha Migu Lak Chisha, because there are Edim against this migu to contradict it. He's throwing a lot in here. So if you look at the Tosam of Akami, you see there's a Girsa problem here. These really are two separate terutsim here. The lo odif migu, that's not a hemshech to the second statement. The fact that it's a migu b'makom Edim, that's unrelated to his next statement. Migu is no better than Edim. That's a different issue. So if you look at Tosis in Bava Kama, he has a girsa v'lo adif, v'od the lo adif migu. There's a word missing here. There's a third answer, not just the second answer, which is a long run on sentence. So I would imagine it's missing from the Tosa Rosh too. It's mamish the same lashon. Etc. It's the same as the Tosa Rosh, but there's another word in the bracket for od, and on the side it says girsas toras chayim. V'chinu b'tosas perak cheskas habatim. Tosas in Bavabasa apparently has the word for od. And I don't have a Gemara Bavabasa here, but apparently it's in the Tosa itself. So the toras chayim felt that must be the girsa of Tosa Bavakama. Mistama, that's what the Tosa Rosh would say as well. Is there any gears to change in the back of the Gemara? Take a look, you'll see. If it has it, or whether it has it or not, I think that's correct. So what's the Rosh saying in Teretz number two? Let's look at the second one, then we'll examine the third one. After we finish explaining the third answer of the Rosh, you'll see it's really very different than the second. What's the second answer of the Rosh? We can't say migu over here because it's like a migu b'makom eidah. What does migu b'makom eidah mean? That means that if you have a statement, a taina reya, again, we want to believe the bad taina, the weaker taina, the migu that you could have said about a taina. But let's say there are eidim against the taina. Let's say there are eidim that he didn't return the object. The shomer says hechzartiv, and we want to believe him hechzartiv b'migu the nensu. But there are eidim who say that we saw the object by him. He can't be Nema b'migu. That's against Eidim. We don't say Migu b'makom Eidim. Eidim are stronger than Migu. Pishnei Eidim yakom davar. Eidim are believed. They're stronger than Migu. So you don't say Migu b'makom Eidim. That's the Yisod in Migu. So comes the Tosa Rosh and says, this is also Migu b'makom Eidim. How so? What do the Eidim Zomim say? They say that Reuben killed Shimon on such and such a day. And come the Eidim Amazim and they say what? Imanu ha'yisem b'makom ploni. You were with us. Okay, that's the contrast, the conflict we have. So comes the Tosa Rosh and say, believe the Mazim and Bemigo that they could pass on the Gazlonis. Right? They say, Imanu Ha'isem, B'makaploni. And the Rosh says, believe Bemigo that they could pass on the Gazlonis. Yachli Lifso the Gazlonis. They could say that the first Eidim, not that they were with us, but that they Gazlonim. They Gazlonim, and the Pasal Eidim, they can't testify. So believe Imanu Ha'isim Makom Ploni B'migu that they could pass the Gazlanas against the statement that Reuven killed Shimon. That the Maisa did take place. And that we did see the Maisa. The Mazimim say you couldn't have seen the Maisa, you were with us. The Zomim say we did see the Maisa. So comes the Rosh and says you can't believe the Mazim and B'migu that they could pass on the Zom and the Gazlanas, that's a Migu B'makom Eidim. Because there are Eidim against the Mazim. The Mazim say that the Maisa couldn't, that you couldn't have seen the Maisa. Forget about whether the Maisa happened. You couldn't have seen the Maisa because you were with us at that time. And the Zom say that we did see the Maisa. So that's a clash. Right? Whenever there's a clash between the Migu and the Eidim, so then we don't say Migu. Migu can't be Neman, Keneged Eidim, because Eidim is stronger than a Migu. It says the Tosa Rosh, it's not such a clear answer that this is a Migu B'makom Eidim. Why? Because this is different than other Migus B'makom Eidim. Other cases of Migu B'makom Eidim is where the Baal Dover is speaking and his statement is against Eidim. Hechzarte B'migu D'nensu, where there are Eidim who say, Lo Hechzir. So there, Eidim is other from Migu. Eidim is always better than Migu. So if the Baal Dover has a Migu, he has some kind of a mechanism that can strengthen his taina, give him more believability. But his statement is against Eidim, so then we can't accept the Migu. The Migu is a mechanism to make him more believable. It can't be believed more than Eidim. But here, what's going on? Not only do we have Eidim against the Migu, we also have Eidim on the side of the Migu. That's the Eidim HaMazim. Imanu Ha'isim B'makom Ploni is against the statement of the Zomim. So, it's funny. We want to believe the Mazim and B'migu that they can pass on the Gazlonos, but the fact is, there are Eidim. There are Eidim also here. It's not just the Baal Dover. There are Eidim here too. So to say that this is a Migu B'makom Eidim, that all I have is Migu against Eidim, that's not really true here. Here I have Eidim plus Migu. I have something to strengthen Eidim, but you can't say that I have Eidim against like a Baal Dover. It's not Eidim against the Baal Dover with the extra power of a Migu. It's Eidim plus Migu against Migu. That's not Migu B'makom Eidim. Maybe the only time that we don't say Migu B'makom Eidim is if the Eidim are solely against the Migu. I have a Baal Dover who has a Migu that serves as a mechanism to strengthen his Nemanus, but that's it. So the Baal Dover can't be believed as much as Eidim, even if he has a Migu. But if I have Eidim on the side of the Migu, maybe then the Eidim plus the Migu can beat out the other Eidim. Okay? That's what the Rosh adds. Ba'od near Latar, it's the tzas dami migu zeh l'migu b'makom eidim. Now, he even starts off, he already realizes what you're going to say. He says, tzas dami, it's a little bit like migu b'makom eidim. Shara yesh eidim keneged zeh ha-migu l'akhisho. Aval pish yesh kemochen eidim im ha-migu, em b'kachlo. He starts off, it's only tzas dami l'migu, and then he comes around at the end and he says, look, the reality is I know what you're going to tell me. It's not really a migul makom edim because there are edim on the side of the migul too, but it's tzastom in the migul makom edim, so therefore we're not going to say it. Basically, what the Rosh is claiming is that even though there are edim on the side of the migul, so what? It's still domi ktsas the migul makom edim, so therefore we won't accept the migul to believe the edim hamazim. Okay. Okay.
Everyone said that the next part is a separate answer.
I think so. Let me explain that answer, the third answer, and then you'll see why it's different. I know what you're trying to say, Eitan. You're saying that the migul can't be stronger than Edim if I already have Edim on the... Wait. Take a second. Wait a second. Let's first do the third answer, and you'll see it's different. Okay, let me explain. So now we get to the third answer. Okay, so far we have two answers. Why can't we say migul? Either we never say migul b'shnei Edim, or this case is special because it's a migul b'makom Edim, or it's like a migul b'makom Edim. And now we have the final answer. Again, the reason I say it's the final answer is because the word va'od is added to Tosus and Bava Kama. And I think the Tosus Rush would add it too, because it's literally almost the same words. And you'll see it makes more sense to say. If we add the word va'od, how does the Tosus Rush read now? Va'od, the lo odif migu me edim. Migu is no better than edim. Shareim hayu shnei edim im elu, ein lahem koach lahak cheshes elu. Da trei kemeim. If I had extra Edim to strengthen, to take the case of the Edim Zomim, that wouldn't help them. Trei kemei. Kol shkei migu. Lo odiv migu me Edim. Migu is no better than Edim. What's he saying? Migu b'makom Edim lo amina? No. Lo odiv migu me Edim. Meaning, here I have Edim plus a migu. Edim plus Amigo is not going to be better than Edim. Even if I had Edim plus Edim, it wouldn't be better than Edim. Trei Kemeya, two Edim are like 100 Edim. There's nothing better than two Edim. 100 Edim is not going to be any better than two Edim. So how is Amigo going to strengthen the situation? The second Teretz is saying, Migu is not going to help because it's against Edim. There are Edim on the other side of the equation. We have a migu on this side. The zomimim have a migu, but there are mazimim on the other side, right? So the second teretz is saying that this is a migu b'makom edim. Aye, but the zomimim are also edim. So what? It's still a migu b'makom edim. So it's not going to be. It's not going to be that. Because there's something against the migu. There are Edim on the other side against the Migu. Whenever you have Edim on the other side against the Migu, we can't trust the Migu. We can't rely on it. In the third answer, what the Tosa Rosh is saying is, Migu's not going to help over here. Why? Why? Not because it's a Migu but Makam Edim, but because Migu is no better than Edim. Meaning, Migu, you want the Migu to strengthen the Taina of the Edim Zomim. Even if you had Edim to strengthen the Taina of the Edim Zomim, that still wouldn't work to beat the Mazimim. Edim plus Edim still wouldn't beat the Mazimim. Because Trei Kemeya, it doesn't matter how many Edim you have. It's not going to be better than two Edim. So you still have the same idea that my chazis the tzayas lahani, tzayas lahani. Edim Zomim still has to be a chiddush because you have Edim plus Edim. He's not saying the reason why Migu doesn't work is because there are Edim on the other side of the equation. What he's really saying is that Migu is no better than Edim. Migu can't be Misayeh. Migu can't help Edim to fight the other Edim. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is, I have Edim neged Edim, I have Zomim neged Mazimim, so let's use Migu to buttress. Let's use Migu to strengthen the Edim Zomim. And say the Edim Zomim now are Odif. Right? Rav is saying that Zomimim equals Mazimim. That's why Eid Zomim is a Chiddush. So the Kasha is, let's use Migu to say that the Zomimim are better than the Mazimim. Comes the Teretz and says, Migu is not going to buttress anything. Not because it's a Migu B'makom Edim, because it's Migu Neged Edim, but because Migu is not going to strengthen the first katavedim. It's not going to strengthen the zomim. Because it's no better than Edom themselves. If I had extra Edom, let's say I had two more Edom, or four more, or six more Edom, testifying with the Zomim, it still doesn't matter. It's not going to help the Zomim to defeat the Mazimim, because I have two Edom who say, Imanu Ha'isim Wakabloni. There's still Amazimim over here. I can't deny that fact. Trey Kimea. So, if I can't deny that fact, then the Migu is not going to help to strengthen the Zomim connected to Mazimim. That's what the Dose Rashi is saying. It's not the same as the second text. I don't think it's the same.
Just combine them.
But I don't. I think they're saying very different things.
The second word is giving a smart why we say Av Mishiyesh Kmoke Eidim Imamigo Ein Vakach Klum. Why is it Ein Vakach Klum? The reason it's Ein Vakach Klum is because Lo Adif Migu Meidim.
Lo Adif Migu Meidim, because Migu is not Adif from Eidim, so therefore. The fact that I have Edom on that side, it's still called a Migu B'makom Edom. Even though I have Mazimim on the side of the Migu, it's still Migu B'makom Edom because Lo Adif Migu Me Edom.
Right.
But I don't understand why that should be true. So what that Migu... No. So what that Migu is not Adif from Edom?
So therefore, if it was Edom plus Edom versus Edom, and that doesn't win, so Vadai Edom plus Migu versus Edom can't. Makes perfect sense.
If Edom plus Edom wouldn't win, so Migu plus Edom is not going to win either.
That's right. Because Edom is greater than Migu.
But is that why Migu b'makom Edom lo amrina? Is that the point?
This isn't really a Migu b'makom Edom. That's what he's trying. He's saying it's not really Migu b'makom Edom because here we have Migu plus Edom b'makom Edom. You can't compare Migu b'makom Edom to this case. It's not really a case of Migu b'makom Edom because it's Migu plus Edom b'makom Edom.
Avu b'shiyesh k'mochen Edom b'amigu ein b'kak. This line, lo adif Migu me'edim, is explaining why it still is a Migu b'makom Edom, even though you have Edom on the side of the Migu. That's what that line is explaining. It's still called Migu b'makom Edom, even though you have Edom on the side of the Migu.
Right. That's all an answer.
But I'm not sure I understand why. You see, if I have Edom on the side of the Migu, so why don't the Edom cancel each other out, and now the Migu should help?
Because the same way that if you had... Because if Edom are greater than Migu, if you had Edom plus Edom, you wouldn't say that one set of Edom cancels out the other, and then we're left with the last set of Edom. So too, we don't say that the Edom cancel each other out, and then we're left with just the Migu.
I hear what you're saying. I don't think this point has to be part of the second answer. And that's what generated the confusion as to whether we have a Va'od or we don't have a Va'od. I think both the Tosas of Rashi and the Tosas of Bava Kama could be saying something very different. That it's not simply that I can't go with the Migu because there are Edom against, but because how can Migu strengthen Edom? Bichlal. Right? If extra Edom wouldn't be able to fight against the first group of Edom, against the Mazimin, so then why should Amigo be able to strengthen the Edom to fight against the second group of Edom? You're saying it's all the same. That's the reason why we call it Amigo Makom Edom, even though there are Edom on the side of the Amigo. Because Edom on the side of the Amigo don't accomplish anything, because even if I had Edom plus Edom, it still would be equal. So, Edom on the side of the Migu doesn't change the fact that it's a Migu b'makom Edom. Edom on the side of the Migu doesn't change the fact that it's a Migu b'makom Edom.
And if this is Af al pi that they're Edom with this Migu, and then therefore maybe you think that the Edom plus Migu should beat out the Edom, because it's not just a regular case of Migu b'makom Edom. Nonetheless, it doesn't matter because the Migu can't strengthen the Edom. The same way Edom can't strengthen the Edom.
So it remains a Migul Makom Edom. That's what you're suggesting. I hear. Either way, what's emerging from this last statement is a fundamental yisod. It's the same thing, right? I mean, this is just this is a discussion of semantics. Is it two answers? Is it three answers? But there's still a yisod in the third answer. In the final statement. Let's just call it the final statement of the Rosh and Tosfos of Kabbalah. What is the final statement? Final statement basically is that Migul can strengthen Edom. Can strengthen Edom. Trei Kemeya. So Migul can make Edom any stronger than they already are. Now, what does that mean? Clearly, this last statement is assuming like that. And either the first two answers are not assuming like that, or the first answer is not assuming like that. Either way, right? Either there are two answers, and this is the last statement of the second answer, or there are three answers, and this last answer is disagreeing with the first two answers. Either way. Right? Either way, the first answer that we don't say migu b'makom shnei, let me not say that. We don't say migu b'shnei edim, let's not use the word b'makom. We only say migu b'adam echad and not b'shnei edim. That answer is clearly assuming that maybe migu could have strengthened the edim. It's just we don't say migu b'shnei edim, and that's why we're not going to say migu in this context. And this statement of the Rosh and Tosef of Akam is disagreeing and saying no, that migu can't strengthen shnei edim at all. So what's the machlokas the two days? Why should I assume that Migu perhaps should be able to strengthen the two Edom or not? Rabbi Chana Wasserman in Bava Kama and Os Mem Tes suggests the following idea. He says that you have to understand what does the principle Trei Kemeya mean. Trei Kemeya means that Apishnei Edom Yakum Dover, that we can paskin a shayla based on two Edom, and it doesn't matter how many Edom you have. Two is the minimum, but you can have any number, 4, 6, 100, doesn't matter, they're all the same. What does it mean, Trei Kemeya? So you can understand it one of two ways. You can either say that Trei Kemeya means that there's no greater beer from Shnei Edom. That's what the Pasuk says, Al Pishnei Edom Yakum Davar, Shnei Edom, that's the tops. We have other birurim in Halacha. We have Rov, and Migu might be a birur. There are other birurim, other mechanisms that we can use to clarify what the truth is, but Edom is the best. That's the top. So that's what Trei Kemeya might mean. That there's no greater birur than Shnei Edom, and therefore, Shnei Edom stand alone. Whatever you put on the other side, it doesn't matter. 2 Edom, 4 Edom, 100 Edom, 1,000 Edom, it doesn't matter. The first 2 Edom are the biggest birur, there's no way that you can beat them. That's one way to look at Trei Kemeya. The other way to look at Trei Kemeya is to say that in the realm of Edus, if we're talking about the birur of Edom, there's nothing more than 2 Edom. If all you have here is Edom, then it doesn't matter what the permutations are. You can have 100 to 2, you can have 50 to 50, you can have 60-40, it doesn't matter. 2 Edom is the strongest beer. There's no 2 Edom is the strongest type of Edus that you can have. Adding on extra Edom is not going to strengthen the power of the Edom that you have. What's the nafkamina between these two approaches? Whether Trei Kemeya means that there's no beer stronger than 2 Edom, or it means that only in the context of Edom, piling on extra Edom is not going to help you overpower 2 Edom. Nafkamina is, let's say you have a different type of beer. Migul. Let's say you have a different type of beer coming alongside the Edom. Would Migul be able to strengthen the Edom to overpower the Edom on the other side? If you learn the Trei Kemeya means there is no more powerful beer than Edom, so once you have 2 Edom, it doesn't matter what's on the other side. It's never gonna beat it out. You can have Edom, you could have Edom plus a Rov, plus a Migul, plus anything. It's not gonna do anything, because 2 Edom is as strong as beer. So everything that you have on the other side is not gonna be any greater a beer than you have on the first side. But if Trei Kemeya means that in the context of Edom, it doesn't matter how many Edom you pile on, there's nothing stronger than 2 Edom, so that's true in the context of Edom. But once I add other types of beer, like a Rov, or a Migu, or a Kol, we shall talk about different beerurim and different sugis. Once I add other types of beer, maybe they take a candy machria, maybe they can tip the scales. I have Eidim on either side. 2 on one side, 4 on the other side, whatever the numbers are. But if I have Amigu on either side, right? Amigu on, let's say I have 100 Eidim and 2 plus Amigu, maybe the Amigu will be able to be Machriya. It'll be more powerful than 100 because it's a different type of beer. If I have Rov on one side, maybe that'll be Machriya, or a Kol or something like that, maybe that will be Machriya. So the first day in the Tosfos, Rashi assumes that Migu can be Machriya. Migu could be Machriya between a conflict of 2 Eidim. And that's why they had to say that. We just don't say Migu b'shnei Eidim. But the last comment of the Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos, is assuming, no, that Migu can't be Messiah. It can't help the Eidim overpower the other tzad. I think the Tosin Bava Kama actually has a more explicit lashon, even more than the Tosin Rush. The lo odiv migu me edim shem hayu edim misayim lo elu lo hayu lahem koach lahakchish es elu da trei kemei. Even if edim were misayaya, use that term, misayaya. Migu is misayaya to the edim, but if you had edim, they also wouldn't be able to be misayaya anymore. So migu is not going to be misayaya. What's this line of Tosin clearly assuming? That trei kemei means that there's nothing better than 2 Eidim. That's the biggest beer. That's super beer. So if you have super beer on one side, you can pile anything on the other side. It's not going to do anything for you. Migu's not going to be Machriya. 2 Eidim is not going to be Machriya. Nothing's going to be Machriya. You say, but Migu's a different beer than 2 Eidim? No! The pshat of Trei Kamei is that there's nothing more powerful than 2 Eidim. So once I have 2 Eidim on one side, I can't beat it on the other side. I can equal it, but I can't beat it. So everything is going to be equal. That's taka what Rava holds at Eidzonim Chidushim. I chose it Tzayas Lahani, Tzayas Lahani. Okay. We do see some Rishonim saying that there are other types of beer that might be able to be Machriya in a tray of tray if I have Eidim on either side. This is not just the first day in Tosa Rosh and Tosa Bava Kama. There are other Rishonim who say this as well. That's what I asked you to see in the Shmaitza. Shmaitza quotes Ra'o in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis says, "Daf Yotesam Ebeis, what happens if you have 2 Eidim that are signed on a shtar, and they died? They died, and now 2 Eidim come minashuk, and they say, look, we admit that this is the ksav yad of these individuals, but we claim ktanim hayu, anusim hayu. We claim that the shtar is a shtar pasul, because they were forced into it, or they were ktanim, so the shtar can't be accepted. It's not that they deny that these Eidim signed the shtar, but they say that they were ktanim, or they were pasul for some, or they were anusim, let's say. So, Zog the Gemara, if ksav yadam is yotze mimakom acher, if you can verify the signatures in the shtar from a different location, not just from the second Eidim, so the second Eidim don't have a pesha asa, they're not in control of the situation, so then they're not neman to pass on the shtar. Meaning, if you can verify the signatures from some other source, so then these Eidim in Ashuk are not neman to pass on the shtar. So what do we have here? Do we have a shtar or do we not have a shtar? So comes the Gemara and says, it's a tray or tray. Uki tray lebahadi tray. And we leave the mammon where it is. We leave the mammon by the muchzik. Because it's a tray or tray. It's not that we say the shtar is kosher. Right? But we don't say the shtar is possible. It's a tray or tray. There are 2 Eidim against 2 Eidim. The Eidim Shebishtar are saying that the Maisa occurred and that the shtar is a shtar kosher. Licked in them in that signature is that the Eidus happened and the shtar is a shtar kosher. And the Eidim, the second group of Eidim, are saying, no, that these are their signatures, but the shtar is a shtar possible because they were anusim, or they were ketanim. So, factor ra'ah, I don't understand. The Gemara says that you have a tray of tray. It's not a tray of tray. There's a chazaka here. There's a rove. Chazaka she'eino Eidim chosim el ashtar, elem kein nasa begodol. There's a chazaka, the Gemara Ksubis talks about it, that we assume that a shtar is written properly, that the mocher, lokeach, are only going to make a shtar with Eidim Gedolim, that are not anusim. It's a chazaka. Chazaka doesn't mean a chazaka to make car, it means a rubid lesa. Come on, there's a rove that mistama the shtar is kasha. So why shouldn't that rove be machriya and strengthen the hand of the Eidim that are chasum el ashtar? Why do we say it's a tray or tray? Isn't there also a chazaka that mistama they were Gedolim? So these Eidim who come in Ashuk and say that they were ketanim, they shouldn't be believed. Because it's a tray or tray, but there's a chazaka that should be machriya. Like the Eidim Achasumim, that's the kasha of the Ra'ah. So says the Shmaitza, Shmaitza Vav Parakov Beis, He says, but based on what I told you before, that a rove can't be machria, that a ruba delesa come on can't be machria in a tray of tray, so then obviously this chazaka that ain't edim chosmul ashtar al kenase begodol, that's not gonna be machria. It's not gonna be able to tip the scales because a rove doesn't tip the scales by a tray of tray. What's the Shmaitz saying? He's saying that tray kemeya means that there's no greater beer than shnei edim. So once they have shnei edim, throw anything else on the other side, it's not going to be better. It can be equal, but it's not going to be better. So you can have shnei edim plus a migu plus a rove plus anything. It's not going to do anything to you. It's not going to help. It's still going to be a tray of tray. So that's why he says that that explains the Gemara. That would answer the Ra'oz Kasha, that we really do have a tray of tray over here, because a chazaka is not going to be machriya. Of course, what's the Ra'oz assuming in his Kasha? He's assuming like those deis and tosis, Rabbi Chanan's deis and tosis, that hold that a migu can be machriya b'mokom atrei atrei, like the first day. If migu can be machriya b'mokom atrei atrei, then Ruba d'lesa kaman should also be able to be machriya b'mokom atrei atrei. So if it can be machriya, so then tak it's a good kasha. If ain't aid mechosman al ashtal elam kein nasa begodol, so then why do we say it's a trey or trey? Let's say that the chazaka is machriya and proves that the shtar really is a shtar kasha. Okay, so we see that this issue as to whether other biruim can be machriya b'makom a trey or trey is a discussion that the achronim and the rishonim have in other contexts as well. Yes.
Fake really mechayik between the tosarash says and what the Kodesh Aaron says what the Ra'ah says, because the whole time we've been speaking about the Migu and the Edim as being totally separate parties. And like the same way that you could have Edim plus a Migu, you could have Edim plus a Chazaka. But really the Migu relates directly to the Edis. Meaning normally if you have Trey versus Mea, so these two versus, if you would compare these two versus two of the Mea versus another two of the Mea versus another two of the Mea, they're all the same. And so if you bring them together, they don't strengthen each other in any way. Here, the migu gives more ne'amanas to the very statement of the edus itself.
Okay.
So it's not just like an edim plus another type of birur. It's an edus that the other types of birur directly strengthens that edus itself. And so if you compare it to another edus, well, that edus is stronger because it's the edus itself is strengthened by the birur, as opposed to there being a separate birur in addition to it.
Is the case of Rove really a separate birur? What Rove is saying is that these Edom must have been Gedolim. But if we have a Kiyum on the Chasimus and the Shtar, then we assume that part of the Edush of the Shtar is that the Edom are testifying that the Shtar was done B'Kashrus. That the Maisa occurred and the Shtar is Kosher. There's a lot in the Edush of the Shtar. There are different rias to this Yisod. That the Edush of the Shtar even talks about the Kashrus of the Shtar. If you assume the Edush of Ashtar refers to the Kashrus of the Shtar as well, so then the Rove is really strengthening the Edush of Ashtar. The whole problem is that the Edom in Ashok are saying that these Edom HaChasumim were Ketanim. But the Edom HaChasumim, as strange as it sounds, like how can they testify about themselves that they were Gedolim? But that's part of what Edush of Ashtar is about. That it's able to testify that the Shtar was done by Kashrus. So then the Rove really is just strengthening the Edush of Shtar, much in the same
way. It's another proof that it's an Edush, that it was B'kashrus, as opposed to strengthening this specific proof that it was B'kashrus.
You're saying the Migu is strengthening what? It's strengthening the statement itself.
Exactly.
It's true. The statement is true because he has a Migu, because the Edom have a Migu. So it's more closely connected to the Edom than the Rove is. The Rove is still extraneous, whereas the Migu is within the Edus itself. I hear. So you're saying it's no Raya from the Ra'ah to Migu, meaning the last line of the Tosa Rosh and Tosa Mavakama, whether it's the third answer or part of the second answer, right? But the last line might say that the Ra'ah is no Raya to anything. The Ra'ah is talking about the Ra'ah holds that even a rove can be machriya. Even a rove can be machriya. So koshkin and migu. That's what you want to say.
But just because you held like the Kovach Shirim doesn't mean you would necessarily say what. Or it's a really different answer.
You're saying against the Shmaitz. That's what you're saying. The Shmaitz answers the Ra'ah that rove is not going to be machriya in a trey or trey. So if you're going to bring a raya from the Shmaitz to the discussion of migu, You're saying that that's questionable. Because it could be, even if Rov can't be Machria, the Makom Atrei Atrei, maybe Migu could be Machria. The Shmeitzer, we got to look in the Shmeitzers. Right? We have to see whether the Shev Shmeitzer distinguishes between Rov and Migu. I don't think he does, but there might be room to distinguish. That he might answer the Ra'oz Kasha from Rov by saying that Rov can't be Machria by Trey Atrei, but Migu perhaps could be Machria because it's more internal, it's more intrinsic to the Eidus as opposed to being something, as opposed to being just an external Bira. Okay, perhaps that is a possibility. Okay. Right, so far we've given three answers to this question. Why the Mazimim can't be Neman b'migu that they could passel the Edom Zom in b'gazlonis. Why do we say that Edom is a Chiddush? My chazit says Lahani, says Lahani. Who says it's a Chiddush? Let's believe the Edom HaMazimim b'migu that they could passel the Edom Zom in b'gazlonis. Three answers, perhaps two, maybe three. Comes the Ramban in Ksubas and offers a totally different answer. Either the third or the fourth answer, right? A totally different answer than Tosfos and Bava Kama, Tosfos and Rashi by us. What does Ramban say? The context of the Ramban is a little bit different, but it's basically the same idea. He asks the same kasha in a different context that we should use Migu to trust Edom, right? What does Ramban answer? So first he gives the answer of Tosfos, that it's a Migu Makam Edom. Right. The context of that Gemara, Daf Yutesim Abayz, that the Ra'oi is asking on, the Gemara that the Shmaitzer quotes. So let's believe the Basroi, let's believe the second group of Edom, the Migu, that they could pass the first one, because Lonis. The Nichalei, says the Ramban, Kevin, the Hashta, Treyu, Trey, Ninu, the Chai Gavna, Lormina, Migu, Davalei, Dumya, the Migu, Makam Edom. We don't say Migu over here because it's Migu, Makam Edom. Or it's Dumya, the Migu, Makam Edom. Says the Ramban, "Ve'ein tzorech l'kach," but you don't really need to say migu makam edom here. There's a simpler reason why we can't trust the edom based on a migu. The edom lo mehem nimishem migu. Edom can't be neman based on a migu. Then mitaras edus lo mehemni, but din migu lo mehem ninan lohu shalohem inasam torah b'kach. If they're not neman midin edus, they can't be neman midin migu. So brisk yavart in the Ramban in Ksubis, you know. What's he saying? He's saying, don't bother with Migu with Edom. You don't need fancy svaras. If the Edom can't be Neman by themselves, then they're not going to be Neman by Migu either. It's not that it's Migu b'makom Edom. It's not that Migu doesn't work b'shnei b'nei Adam. It's not even that Migu can't strengthen Edom because of Trei Kimeya, because Migu is no better than Edom. It's not a... You know, it's just another bira. No. The pshat is that Edom and Migu can't live together. It doesn't make sense to use Migu in the context of Edom, because Edom have to be Neman without a Migu. That's what the Ramban says. Edom have to be Neman without a Migu. The Torah only believed Edom without a Migu. They didn't believe Edom with a Migu. That's what the Ramban says. So therefore over here, we're not going to be able to believe the Edom with a Migu. Because Migu in the context of Edom doesn't make any sense. That's what the Ramban says. The question is, what does Ramban mean? What does he really mean here? That Edom can't be Neman b'Migu. So the Birkas Shmuel in Ksubas there, in Simen Chav Ches, he explains the Ramban Kipshuto, that there's a Gzeres HaKasa of Yishnei Edom Yokum Davar, that Edom are only Neman b'Dibur. They're Neman with their Edus. But you can't use any other mechanism, external or not external. Rove, Migu, doesn't matter. Can't use any other mechanism to strengthen the Edus of the Edom. This is similar to a Loshon of Tosfos and Kiddushin on that Gimel of Beis. A little different. Tosfos doesn't quite agree with the Ramban. Not for now. But Tosfos uses the following Loshon. Al pishnei Edom yakom davar ksiv, demashma ha-nemonim b'dibur bilvat. Right? The Loshon of the Pasuk sounds like ha-nemonim b'dibur bilvat, that the Edom can only be Nemon if we trust them because of their statement. But we can't use any mechanism to strengthen that statement, to strengthen the truth of that statement. Whether the mechanism is close to the Dibur, like by Migu, or it's completely external, like a rope, doesn't matter. The Edom can't be Nema. And this is what the Ritva writes as well in Kiddushin. He says this beferish, that Edom can't be Neman b'Migu, they can only be Neman b'Dibur. What's the context of the Ritva? A famous, famous sugya there. Thank you. Sure. All right, the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Samach Dalet is talking about nemonis of a father about his daughter. The Mishnah says in Daf Samach Dalet in Kiddushin, Kiddashti es biti, Kiddashti v'gerashti kshigitana v'arei gitana nemon. If a man says that he was mekadesh his daughter to someone, she's a ketana, and he's able to be mekadesh his daughter, and he can accept gerushin too, so he's neman. Kiddashti v'gerashti kshigitana v'arei gedola ain't no neman. He's not neman when she's a gedola. Okay, but he's neman to say kiddashti v'gerashti. But nishbesu fidisiya ben shigitana ben shigedola ain't no neman. If he says nishbei sufidisiya, she became a captive, and I was poda her, so that he's not neman to say. Now, what's an afkamin if nishbeis? The answer is that if nishbeis, we assume that she was nivala, so she's psula to marry a kohen. Nishbei sufidisiya, so that he's not going to be neman to say. Why not? What's the difference between kineshti v'gerashtiya and nishbei sufidisiya? So the Gemara says it's poshut benisuin hemne rachmana. Bishvuya lohem nerachmanu. The pasuk by Motzi Shemra says, "Esbiti nasati lo ish hazeh," that the father is neman to say that I married my daughter off to a certain man. He's neman. Torah gives nemanas to the father regarding kiddushin to marry off his daughter. But the Torah doesn't give him nemanas to say that she was a shvuya, that she was nishbeis. So that's why if he says nishbeis of vidisi, he's not going to be neman. But if he says kiddushin of gerashtir, he will be neman. That's what the Mishnah says with the explanation of the Gemara. Comes the Ritva and asks the following kasha. This is in source 5, page 5 in packet 2. V'chitema v'lehem en lefasa l'kohuna migadi bayama shekitsha v'hisiya b'viya l'mamzer p'su l'kohuna. What you tell me, nishbeis uvidisiya, he's ain't no nema to pasa l'kohuna. That's what he wants to accomplish here. Why would he want to pasa his daughter? I don't know, whatever, he's angry at her. He's angry at her mother, whatever it is. Right? But there's a reason. He wants to pass the lacuna. That's his goal. Because if that's not his goal, then what's he saying this for? So Frek the Ritva, why can't we believe him? There might not be any pasuk to tell me that he's neman b'shvuya, but there is a pasuk to say that he's neman about kiddushin, so let's believe him, b'migo, that he could have said, kiddashtia, right? I was makadesher, and I was mesia b'bia l'mamzer upsule kohuna. Look, if he's not Messiah b'biyah, so then we don't know that there necessarily was Biyah. But if he was Makadesh or Dafka b'biyah, so then there are Eidim, Hein Eide Yichud, Hein Eide Biyah. We assume that the Eide Yichud are Eide Biyah, then there was a Biyah to a Mamzer. The rule is Nivala l'pasala psala. If she was Nivala to someone who's pasal for her, like a Mamzer, then she's Psulam Nakahuna. So for Ekter Ritva, even though he doesn't have independent nemanas to say nishbei suvidisiya, but let's trust him in nishbei suvidisiya. But migo that he could have said kiddashtia l'mamze v'biya, in which case she'd be psula l'kohuna. Gevaldik amigo. The Ikla Memra says the Ritva, the Kevin Shemina Torah la'avlo mekiddashti biti havale b'hoke eidim. That's a very important statement, just by itself. The fact that the Torah is neman to say, the fact that the Torah trusted the father to say kiddashti es biti, the Torah makes the father into an eid. He has a Torah's Eidus regarding that statement. He has a Torah's Eidus. Very important issue that the Achronim talk about in many contexts. Whenever we find that someone is Neman, the Torah gives a Nemanus to an individual. Is that a Torah's Eidus or is it less than Eidus? Different issues. Can he give an excuse? Can he give an Amasla later that he said something but he didn't really mean it? Eidim can't give an Amasla to say we want to retract our Eidus. It's very important to know when a person is given their nemanus by the Torah, does he have a Torah's Eidus or does he not have a Torah's Eidus? So Zok the Ritva, the father who's neman, to say kiddashti es biti because the Torah gave him nemanus, he has a Torah's Eidus. And says the Ritva, if he has a Torah's Eidus, then he can't be neman migu. Ve'ein eid neman midin migu. K'dechsivna be'idach pirka. The Ritva also, in that Gimel and Beis, in a complicated sugi there, he says that Eidim can't be Neman b'migul. What is he saying? Ein Eid Neman midin migul. It's a halacha, it's a rule, that an Eid just can't be Neman b'migul. It can't be Neman b'migul. It means like Tosfos and Kedushim Mem Gimel, that HaNemanim b'dibur bovad. That the Eidim have to be Neman based on this statement. They can't be Neman based on any other mechanism to buttress and to strengthen their Nemons. This is one way to look at the Ramban. But I think there's another way that we can explain the Ramban. This idea in the Ramban Ksubas that Eidim just can't be Nemon Migu. It's not because it's a Migu B'makom Eidim or because Migu is not going to strengthen them anymore than Eidim would have strengthened them. No. Edom can't be Nama B'migel. Why not? Why can't Edom be Nama B'migel? Is it because the Torah only trusted the Dibor? Well, maybe there's some svar. Maybe there's a svar behind it. I think perhaps there might be a svar. Because we know there's an old discussion the Achronim, Chana Wasserman, and others have as to what the nature of the Din Migu is all about. Why do we trust someone based on a Migu? The Bukhanan and Kovitz Yerim in Chelik Beis, in Simon Gimel, has a seminal piece about this. He suggests there are two approaches. That either you can say that Migu is Midin Bir, Anan Sadi, Malo Lashaker, why should he lie? If he wanted to lie, he would have lied better. That's how we've been explaining till now. That it's like a beer, that what he's saying must be the truth, because if he really wanted to lie, he could have lied better. But perhaps we can understand Migu differently. That Migu is not, it's not Midin Bir, but rather it's what's called a Koach Hatayim, or as the Bukhanan says, Nemonas Baldin Betanasa. That the Baldin is Nemon in his Taina. What does that mean? It means that when a Baldin comes to Bezdin, so he has a portfolio of Tainas. And basically, all the Baldin has to say, he comes to Bezdin, and he says, Potarani. That's really all he says. And then Bezdin doesn't have to hear the reason. Bezdin looks in his portfolio. Not literally, but, you know. Bezdin thinks of what the options are that he could say. And if in his options he has a Taina that he would win with, so then the Taina of Potarani is enough to exempt him. This is what I'm adding to the second side. Right? What Koch HaTaina means is that if I put forward a Taina, and I have a Taina in my portfolio that is believable and that would make me win this court case, then I'm believed in the Taina that I give, Bemigu. I'm believed with the Koach HaTaina of the Taina I have in my portfolio. That's what Nemonas Baldin B'Tanaso means, that a Baldin is Nemon with the Koach Nemonas that he has in all of his Tainas. If I have any Taina in my portfolio that would make me Nemon, that would make me win, then I'm Nemon in the Taina that I give, Bemigu, that I could have given that Taina. Two ways of looking at Migu. Right? Either, I get erasing it. Either Migu is a beerer, Anan Sadi, Sha'omer Emes, Malo Lushaker, a beer, it's the truth. Well, no, it's a Koach HaTaina. He's Nemon. Or Shieshlo Mikol Tanosav. Whatever Tainus he has in his portfolio, he can take the Nemonus of those Tainus and to apply it. What's a Nafkamina? There are many Nafkamina. Rabbi Chanan suggests that a Nafkamina is this case of the Ritva in Kiddushin, this issue, that he should be Nema B'migu. But he invokes a Ran. See, the Ran asks the Kasha of the Ritva a little differently. The Ritva says, why do we say Nishbis of Vinicius, Eino Neman, he should be Neman B'migu, that he could say Kidashti of Vinicius, Lamamzer B'bia. Comes the Ran, and he asks a similar kasha. He says, why is Nishbis of Vinicius not Neman? Shouldn't Nishbis of Vinicius be Neman B'migu, the Kidashti of Vinicius? Agush is also Psula L'Kahuna. So, we don't need the kasha of the Ritva. They say Pashit. The Mishnah says Kidashti of Vinicius is Neman. So believe him, Nishbeis Uvidisir, B'migu, that he could say, Kidashti V'gerashti, and she's a Surah L'Kahuna as well, in such a case. That's the Ran's kasha. So the Ran gives two answers. The Ran says, either this is what's called a Migu L'Chatzi Taina, and we don't say Migu L'Chatzi Taina. What does that mean, Migu L'Chatzi Taina? That the statement, Kidashti V'gerashti, accomplishes only one thing. Kidashti V'gerashti passels her L'Kahuna, but not L'Truma. Meaning, if the father, the girl's father, were a Kohen, and she's a Grusha, she can still eat Truma. She's not Psula Menat Truma just because she's a Grusha. She's Psula Menat Kohuna, but not Menat Truma. But the statement, Nishbeis Uvidisiyah, is stronger. It passels bein lekahuna bein lechuma. Nivala lepasel apsalam in a kahuna min a chuma. So zok deran migul chazitaina lo aminan. We can't say a migul chazitaina. What you want to say? He should be believed to say nishmas of yisiv a migul of kidashtia vegerashtia. Kidashtia vegerashtia is not as strong a taina. It might be more believable in Bezdin, but it doesn't accomplish as much. Again, this guy wants to passel his daughter. That's his goal. We can't understand why he wants to do that, but that's what he wants to do. So if he wants to passel his daughter, he'd want to passel her the most he possibly can. So Nishmas Uvidisi is a better taina for him, because it passels both Lekahuna and Letruma. Kidashtia v'gerashtia is not as powerful, because it passels Lekahuna, but not Letruma. So you can't tell me that Migu, I should believe him for Migu, that he could say Kidashtia v'gerashtia, let's believe him for Nishmas Uvidisi. No, that's a Migul Chazitana. Migul Chazitana we're not going to say. That's the first tetz there. Second tetz of the round is that we can't say Migu b'chlam. Because the fact that the father is Neman to say Kidashtia v'gerashtia, that's a chiddush. Kevin Shemad Mashemina Torah La'av chiddushim. He shouldn't have been Neman more than an eight echad. Dayenu Shenamen Osoba Osoba Osataina Atzma. Aval Ein Omer Migu Machmas Osataina De'en Lanu Bo Al Chiddusha B'Vay. Ein Lanu Bo Al Chiddusha. Another case where there's a chiddush. And the fact that the Torah trusts the father, that's a chiddush haTorah. It's biti nasati lo ishazeh. It's a chiddush haTorah. So comes around and says, it's Neman. He's Neman to give that taina. But you can't say he's Neman in another taina, but Migu, that he could have given that taina. That's too far removed. These are the two answers of the Ran. So, Dr. Balchanan, these two answers of the Ran are disagreeing about the nature of Migu. If you hold that Migu is a birur, a non-sari, that he's telling the truth, because if he wanted to lie, he could have lied better. So that's not going to work, b'chatzi taina. Because b'chatzi taina, the reason why he's saying Nishmas v'nisia might not be that it's the truth, because if he wanted to lie, he could have lied better. No, if he wanted to lie, he thinks this is the best lie for him. It might not be as believable, but the reality is he's accomplishing more with Nishmas v'nisia, so he'd rather lie this way. You can't say it must be the truth, because why would he say this? He would lie better. No, there's a reason why he wants to say this. He's hoping he'll be believed in Bezdin, and if he is believed, he'll be believed twice. He'll be believed for two things. He'll passel her even Litroma. So he'd prefer to say Nishmas v'nisia. So there's no beer. If there's no beer, then we're not gonna trust it. We can't say Migul l'chatzitana because there is no beer. If you hold Migul is midin beer, then it makes sense that you won't say Migul l'chatzitana. If Migul is midin ne'amar es v'adim etana, so that he has a koach hataina, why wouldn't I say Migul l'chatzitana? I'll say Migul l'chatzitana and I'll give him the ne'amanus, the koach hataina that he has in the second taina. If the taina of Nishmas v'nisia is doubly neman, Nishmas v'nisia, he's neman for what? For two things, right? The kahuna and the truma. Kidashtia v'gerashtia, he's only neman for what? Lifsom and a kahuna. If he has a koach hataina, so give him the koach hataina for kahuna. He should be able to pass a lakuna with a taina of Nishmas v'nisia. Aye, but it's more neman, so what? But there's a koach hataina of passeling lakuna in Kidashtia v'gerashtia. So I should give him the koach hataina for the statement of Nishmas v'nisia. So if I say Migul is a koach hataina, then there should be koach hataina here. To trust him at least for what he would be neman in the taina of the Migul, in the second taina that he didn't give. But if Migul is a beerer, a non-sari that he's telling the truth, there's no anansari at all over here, because maybe the reason he's saying Nishmas v'nisia is because he wants to pass on both Lekahuna and Letruma, and that's why he's not saying Kidashtia v'gerashtia. Okay? This is Migu in general. Right? Two ways to learn Migu. So perhaps we can suggest that the Ramban is taking a stand on this as well. The fact that Tosfos in our sugya asked the kasha that Migu should work by Eidim, Tos is clearly assuming that Migu is a beer. It's like an anansadi. It's a beer that they're telling the truth. Because if Migu is a koach hataina is not going to work in the context of Eidim. That's a din that relates to Balei Dover. It doesn't work by Eidim. Because Eidim have to explain themselves. They can't just say potter. They can't just say that's the din. They have to explain themselves. Bezdin is not going to paskin just because the Eidim say, we think the halacha should be potter. We think it should be chayv. This person is chai. This person is potter. They have to explain why. this one killed the other one, this one lent money, this one damaged. Edom always have to explain themselves. The idea of Koach HaTayin is that the Baldover just has to say Paterani. He doesn't have to explain why, and then Bezdin fills it in. But Koach HaTayin can't work by Edom, because by definition, Edom have to explain themselves. They can't just make a general statement of Pater or Chayv. So if Migu is meeting Koach HaTayin, it can't work by Edom. So the fact that Tosfos says this kasha to begin with, to say that maybe the Mazimim should be Nemon against the Zomim b'Migu, obviously Tosfos is assuming that Migu is meeting Bir. Anan Sadi, that they're telling the truth. If that's the case, then Efshe Miken Zogit, still is a Chiddush, but perhaps we can say that Migu should work by Edom to strengthen them, to prove that they're telling the truth. The Ramban, what the Ramban might be saying when he says that Migu can't work by Edom, he might not be saying Rav Baruch Beres Pshat in the Birka Shmuel that Apishnei Edom Yochum Dover tells me that Hanemon and Bediba Govad, Edom are only Nem and Bediba. No, he might be saying Alumdis. He might be saying that Migu is a Koach HaTayin. It's a Koach HaTayin. And if it's a Koach HaTayin, if that's the way Migu works, it's not a beer that it's the truth. It's that he has a Koach HaTayin to claim what he's claiming and to get the Koach Nemonis of all his Tainas. That can apply in the context of a Baldor, but it can't apply in the context of Aiden. And maybe that's Taka why Migu is not going to work by Aiden. Okay, so there are two ways that we can look at this Ramban. Tosis clearly assumed that Migu might be able to work in the context of Edom. That's why he asked this kasha, and he gave other answers. But the Ramban says the kasha never began. Why? Either because he holds that there's no Migu by Edom, because Hanemon and Bediba Avad, we only trust the statement of the Edom, they can't have any other mechanism to strengthen their statement. Or you can say maybe a little bit more of a lumdus, that the Ramban is assuming Migu is Midin Koach HaTayna. If it's Midin Koach HaTayna, then it's only going to work by a Baldover, but not by Edom, because Edom have to explain themselves. They can't just say Potter and then the idea of Koach HaTayin is going to explain why. They have to explain themselves. So they can't use Migu to explain what they're saying. Okay, we'll stop here.